我们在第一章到第三章里面清楚看见保罗指出全世界的人都在罪的权柄下。
From chapter 1 to chapter 3 we are being told by Paul that all the whole world have sinned.
当他把这个全世界概括起来的时候，
When he says the whole world,
就没有一个人可以逃避的。
Which is no one is an exception.
有宗教的人在罪的里面，
The religious person are in sin.
没有宗教的人在罪的里面，
Those who are non-religious are also in sin.
有律法的人是罪人，
Those who are with laws are sinners.
没有律法的人是罪人，
Those without laws also are sinners.
外邦人是罪人，
The Gentiles are sinners.
犹太人也是罪人。
So also are the Jews.
那么你说，若是这样，有宗教跟没有宗教不同的地方在哪里？
So then you say, what's the difference between those are religious and non-religious?
有律法跟没有律法不同的地方在哪里？
What's the difference with those with law and without law?
有不同在有宗教跟没有宗教。
And the difference they have religion and without religion.
不同在有律法跟没有律法。
And the difference they have law and without law.
那你是怪不得有许多教徒他们的生活比非教徒还更坏。
You say no wonder those full of religions are worse than those who are of non-religion.
不但如此，一个人在宗教里面他不明白真正意义的时候，他可能比没有宗教的人更敢犯罪。
Not only so, those who are in religion yet do not follow religion, they even are more dare to commit sins.
因为没有宗教的人犯罪，他怕如果有位上帝怎么办？
Because those who are without religion, they say that if there's a God, what should I do? And so they're frightened.
有宗教的人说，既然我是上帝的信徒，当然他会通用我，所以犯罪更勇敢。
But those who are religion say that since I'm the follower of God, he will forgive me, so they're even more dare to sin.
这样那些一知半解的人，
And those who understand half-heartedly,
对真正宗教信仰没有真正了解的人，
And those who truly understand the religion,
他们是更危险更危险。
And even more danger with this kind of people.
今天你做基督徒也是如此。
So they're the same thing with you as a Christian.
你已经在教会里面，
You're in the church.
你认为你已经懂了，
You thought that you know.
所以你以为你已经懂了，你就可以随便过生活了。
So you thought you know and you live a life which has been loose.
这是很可怕的事。
This is dangerous.
我亲眼看见一些假基督徒比非基督徒做更可怕的犯罪的事。
With my own eye, I see that those false Christians commit sins were greater than those non-Christians.
我亲眼看见读了神学而没有敬畏上帝的人，比那些没有读神学敬畏上帝的人犯更多的罪。
And with my own eye, I see that those who go to the seminary they committed sins worse than those who have not gone to the seminary.
我亲眼看见那些做牧师传道而不懂得真正侍奉上帝什么意思的人，他们一面做牧师传道，一面引荡圣灵的工作。
And also with my own eye, I see that those pastors who thought that they themselves are serving the God, but yet they go against the spirit as compared to those who are not pastors.
英国一个大哲学家 Francis Bacon 讲一句话。
Francis Bacon, a British philosopher, said,
他说 small knowledge is great danger.
小知识是大危险。
一个人以为他知而不真知的时候，那危险性大得不得了。
If a person thought that he know but that he doesn't truly know, it's more dangerous with him.
今天我们可能就掉在这样的状况的。
Today maybe we are in such a situation.
所以保罗很不客气，把上帝特别拣选赐下律法给他们的犹太民族的罪完全揭露出来。
So without reservation, Paul exposed the Jews who have received the commandment from God.
当然像保罗这样个性的人，犹太人绝对是不会通用他的。
Paul with that character, the Jews will not let him go.
因为一个人在一个民族的里面，爱自己民族的心一定油然而生出来。
Because you are within a nation, you I love your own people.
中国人爱中国，犹太人爱犹太，马来人爱马来，印度尼西亚的爱印度尼西亚，这是很理所当然的事。
It is only but too reasonable for the Indonesian to love Indonesia, for Malaysia to love Malaysia, and Chinese to love China.
但当民族主义把我们的眼睛遮盖起来的时候，我们就不能看见人性共通的需要。
But when nationalism blinds our eyes, we cannot see what's the common need of mankind.
所以犹太人知道呢，我们是上帝的选民，我们有摩西的律法，我们当然比外邦人更好。
So the Jew only thought that we are elect of God, we are the commandment of Moses, we are better than the Gentiles.
保罗不是如此。
Not with Paul.
保罗原是犹太人中间的犹太人。
Paul was a Jew of the Hebrews.
他从五岁就进到会堂。
When he was five, he went to the synagogue.
一生一世学习律法。
And for the whole life, he studied the law.
而且他拜了最严格的老师作为他的师父。
And he has the best master to be his master.
他是加玛列门下的一门生。
Amen. familiar. He was the, a very good student of his.
像这样一个高级的宗教知识分子。
Such a high class religious leader.
当然他爱他的民族。
He loved his own people.
他爱他的宗教。
He loved his own religion.
他爱他的律法。
He loved his own law.
但是竟然上帝派他做外邦人的使徒。
But God sent him to be the apostle of the Gentiles.
所以这个新的职分给他有一个诠释普世性的责任感。
So this new duty of position gave him a sense of the responsibility to the whole universe.
所以我们用现代的话来讲，所有门徒中间，所有使徒里面，保罗是最有 globalization the sense of responsibility to them.
So in our contemporary language, which means the call Paul had a sense of globalization and also sense of universal responsibility.
还有全世界的责任。
The whole world, he has that kind of sense of responsibility.
全世界的胸怀。
And he has the heart for the whole world.
所以他的看法就不单单看到犹太的下载的主义。
So his view is not so narrow as the Judaism.
他看到全世界真正的光景是什么？
He see what situation of the whole world.
所以在第三章最后的时候，
and that's why at the end of chapter 3,
他觉得神怎样对待全世界的罪人。
He said that how that God deal with the whole world.
神称信他的人为义。
That how that God called those who believe in him and justified.
这些人是不是单单是犹太人呢？
These people are they only the Jews?
不是。
No.
犹太人信他的，上帝称他为义。
Jews that believe in God, God justified them.
那些不是犹太人却信他的，神也照样要称他为义。
Those who are non-Jews, they believe in God, and God also justified them.
这样律法的功用就变成消失了。
So then the function of this law has been nullified.
因为律法本身绝对不能叫一个人得救。
Because law cannot save anybody.
那么律法的功用到底是什么呢？
Then what is the function of law?
上帝把律法赐下来。
That God has given laws.
不是要人去遵行。
Not that man will observe.
也不是叫人去违背。
Not that man will break it.
犹太人认为上帝赐下律法就是要人去遵行。
The Jews thought that God has given law so that we can obey.
尼托生说，上帝赐下律法就是要人去违背。
What's when you say that God has given law so that you can break it?
这两件都不是神赐下律法的本意。
These two are not a view which is right for God's given law.
那么神赐下律法的本意是什么呢？
Then what is the purpose that God has given law?
神赐下律法的本意就是叫人看见神的圣洁，才认识自己是不圣洁。
God has given the law so they can see that God is holy, and we know that we are unholy.
人看见神的良善，才承认自己是不良善。
To see the goodness of God, and they see that we are evil.
我们发现神是公义的，就证明自己是不义的。
To see that God is righteous, to prove that we are unrighteous.
这才是真正赐下律法的意义。
And that's the true purpose of God giving the law.
所以一个人靠着律法不应当夸口。
So through the laws, no one can boast.
一个人不能因为有了律法，他就骄傲起来。
No one can feel proud because they have the law.
因为律法不是叫人骄傲，乃是叫人无可骄傲，无可自夸，变成自卑，在神面前回避。
Because law is given so that you will not be proud, so that you will not boast yourself, so that you humble yourself before the law.
这样人不是凭着他可夸之物来到上帝面前蒙拯救。
So men do not come to be saved because they have anything to boast.
乃是凭着信主之法，不是借着立功之法来到上帝面前。
Through the way of faith, not through the way of merit that we are saved.
这是第三章最后一段给我们看见的很清楚。
This is so clearly taught to us by the end of chapter 3.
既然不是靠着立功之法，
since it's not through the way of merit,
而是靠着信主之法，
but through the way of believing in the Lord,
这样那些受割礼的人因信蒙上帝的称义，
then those who are circumcised are justified by faith.
没有受割礼的人也要因信蒙受上帝的称义。
The uncircumcised also are justified by faith.
当保罗把这个结论接下来的时候，
When Paul makes this conclusion,
很容易引起犹太人对他很大很大的反感。
It's very easily to cause the kind of resentment from the Jews.
这是历史上最大的 paradigm shift.
This is the greatest paradigm shift in history.
这个二十世纪的哲学家开始思想到什么叫做典范的转移。
The 20th century philosopher thought about the paradigm shift.
他的圣经里面神继续不断要人的眼睛不受一种错的典范捆绑，要他们转移到神永恒的旨意里面去。
But in the Bible, God wants us to not be bound by the human wrong paradigm, but to be shifted to the eternal plan of God.
世界的君王 常常以为自己的权柄是绝对的。
The emperors of the world fall, feel that their power absolute.
当摩西的时代，全世界最大的帝国就是埃及。
At the time of Moses, the greatest empire at the time was Egypt.
全世界最大权柄的人就是埃及的法老王。
And the most powerful one is the pharaoh of Egypt.
但是上帝差遣摩西进到法老王国里面，对他说：“你不要。”以为你的权柄是最大。
And God sent most of the parents telling him that do not deem their power is the greatest.
最后神刑罚埃及，法老才让以色列百姓从埃及地出来。
And later on, God punished the Egyptians, and then the Pharaoh allowed them to be liberated.
在那一件事情上，典范的转移是什么呢
？Upon that, what kind of paradigm shift we observe?
就是要人知道神的权柄是高过人的权柄。
To know that God's authority is higher than man's authority.
到了这个大卫的时代
，When it comes to the time of David,
我们看见这有一些典范转移的启示。
We see another revelation or paradigm shift.
以色列人知道真正做王的不是他们的国家的王，乃是耶和华上帝。
The Israelites really know that the king is not the king of Jews, but Jehovah.
因为当大卫犯罪的时候，连他也不能够躲避上帝对他的审判。
Because at the time when King David sinned, even he cannot escape from the judgment of God.
先知拿单进到王宫里面对他讲话。
Prophet Nathan go to the palace and told him,
你就是那个犯罪的人。
You are that sinner.
耶和华如此说。
Jehovah said,
刀剑不离开你的家，直到好几代。
The sword and knife will not leave your home for generations to come.
所以给我们看见人的权柄不能高过权的。
Here we see that man's authority cannot supersede God's authority.
不但如此
，Not only so,
当时所有帝王编年史的那些官吏的手下
，and those officials that record history for the emperors,
他们都只能把皇帝的好处写下来。不能把他的罪记录下。
They can only record the good things of the king, the not evil things.
但是神的道路不是如此。
But God's way is not so.
所以大卫犯奸淫的事情，在他活的时候都要记载下来。
Even King David when he committed adultery at the time when he was still alive, it is being recorded.
这是何等羞辱的事情。
This is so shameful.
这些先知们是照着神的旨意，永恒的看法，不是照着人的权柄所定的范畴来做事。
By the prophet according to the view of God, which is the eternal plan of God, not according to man's temporal way.
在约拿的时代
，at the time of Jonah,
有一个新的典范的转移出来。
And there is another paradigm shift.
那是什么转移呢
？What is the shift?
就是你要到他斯去
，Then you must go to Tarsus。
我要叫你到尼尼微去
，But you must go to Nineveh. I command you.
你要逃避我的命令。
You want to run away from my command.
我要你顺从我的命令。
I want you to obey my command.
什么命令呢
？What command is that？
外邦人也可以悔改。
The Gentile also can repent.
这个如果对约拿来说
，To Jonah，
你派我到犹大的城邦，我从早到晚做到十，我都高兴。甘愿任劳任怨。
You send me among the Jews, I will work until morning to night. I'm willing.
但是你把我派到那些外邦人的国家里面，叫他们悔改，然后你赦免他的罪，我不能接受这样的命令。
But you send me to the Gentiles to work among them till they get saved. No, I cannot receive the commandment.
神就对他发脾气。
And God lost his anger.
你看，你旧约里面这些典范转移的例子，一次再一次显明。
So you see many examples of paradigm shift in the Bible.
然后要叫他们知道神是万国的神。
They will see that God is God of all nations.
神是审判万民的神。
God is also a judge of all nations.
到了旧约的时代，要他们知道神是要拯救万民的神。
So at the time of Jonah, when they see that God wants to save all mankind,
犹太人一直不能从这种错误的典范中间出来。
The Jews cannot be liberated from this wrong paradigm.
他们知道耶和华是以色列的神。
They only thought that Jehovah is the God of Israel.
耶和华的救恩只有临到我自己的民族。
My salvation only comes into my own people.
只有我所爱的可以得着赦免。
Only those who I love can be forgiven.
我所讨厌的，应当上帝多多审判他、刑罚。
Those that I hate, God must judge them even more.
到了耶稣基督的时候。
So when it comes to the time of Jesus Christ,
我们这个典范的转移更清楚了。
This paradigm is even more clear.
你们到普天下去传福音给万民听。
Go to the end of the world and preach the gospel to all nations.
全世界的人都做我的门徒。
So all nations become my disciples.
这种观念是犹太人不能明白的。
The Jews can never understand this opinion.
耶稣就升天之后
，By the time when Jesus got ascended,
他就差遣保罗做外邦人的使徒。
He sent Paul to be an apostle. serve Gentiles.
所以保罗就有这个整个心态的预备。
Paul is prepared with this attitude.
全世界都可以蒙受上帝的。
The whole world could receive the grace of God.
全世界人都可以得着上帝的救恩。
The whole world could be saved by God.
那为什么世界的人需要救恩呢？
Why is it the world need salvation?
因为全世界人都犯了罪。
Because the whole world has sinned.
那么这样犹太人也是罪人。
Since the Jews are sinners.
外邦人也是罪人。
The Gentiles also are sinners.
人在神面前到底有什么权柄，什么资格可以站在他面前？
Before the Lord, what qualification we have to stand before Him?
这样我们就看见恩典神学就发展出来。
So we see a theology of grace being developed.
恩典是什么呢？
What is grace?
就是不配得的而得的，叫做恩典。
What you do not reserve it and you receive it.
恩典是什么呢？
What do we make grace?
不应该给你的，但是给了你，这个叫恩典。
What you don't deserve is given to you, and that's called grace.
这都是好处的方面。
There's something which is good.
这是积极的方面。
This is positive.
不是不应该死给你死，那个、不是恩典。
It doesn't mean that you do not have to die, but yet you die, and that's called grace.
不应该爱你，但是真正的爱了你。
You do not deserve love, but yet I love you, and that's called grace.
不应当把这个礼物给你，后来真的给你，这个叫做恩典。
You do not deserve this gift, yet it's given to you, and that's called grace.
恩典神学在整个基督教的信仰里面是很重要的一个观点。
The theology of grace is a very important concept in Christianity.
一个人真正明白什么叫恩典的时候
，When a person truly knows what's grace,
他才能谦卑的心常常存感恩到上帝。
Then it is with a heart of humility come before the Lord with thanksgiving.
当一个人真正明白什么叫恩典的时候
，When a man truly knows what's grace,
他在过谦卑的生活，不敢在神面前骄傲。
Then you live a life of humility, you don't dare to be proud before the Lord.
当一个人真正明白什么叫恩典的
，When a man truly knows what's grace，
他的侍奉是不计较的。
Then his service is not very calculative，
他不是只顾自己的好处才选择怎样侍奉。
He doesn't care about his own benefit before he take the way of serving。
今天恩典神学没有重新建立起来
，Today if we don't reconstruct the theology of grace，
我们的灵性永远没有办法改造。
Forever our spirituality cannot be rebuilt。
今天恩典神学的旧没有建立起来
，Today if we don'tUnderstand the theology of grace.
我们的侍奉永远不会进步。
Our ministry cannot progress.
我们借着侍奉出风头。
And also we have to boast of ourselves because we serve.
我们借着爱主来抢夺上帝的荣耀。
And because we say that we love God, we snatch away the glory of God.
我们借着侍奉来在教会里争地位。
Through ministry, we want to find a position for ourselves.
我们借着侍奉来看清那些比我们没有恩赐的。
Through ministry, we want to despise those who are less gifted.
这些都是不懂恩典所产生的结果。
This is a product of those who don't understand what by grace.
这是保罗所讲的书信里面。
So in the epistle of Paul,
恩典神学的建立是件很重要的事情。
The construction of theology of grace is very important.
当你知道你是有罪的人。
When you know that you are a sinner,
你是不配的人。
You are undeserving.
在神的审判之下
you are being judged by God.
你是应当受咒诅的人
that you must be cursed.
当你明白了这个事情以后
after you know this,
当你看到神竟然没有咒诅你
when you see that God never cursed you
上帝竟然没有刑罚你
God did not punish you
上帝竟然爱你
that God loved you
他竟然施恩给你的时候
that he gave his grace to you
你就明白什么叫做蒙恩
then understand what am I receiving
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers
浪子没有离开父家的时候
the prodigal son before he left the father's home
他认为他应该的
He thought that he deserved it.
应该享受。
He deserved to
enjoy. 应该得到一切。
He deserved to have all things.
应当快快拿到产业。
He deserved to have his property quickly.
这个浪子一直等等巴巴老了退休死，怎么越老越健康不死
？So he waited for the father to get old, retire to die. But why is he getting stronger and stronger?
越等越健康。
The more that he waits, the more healthy he is.
最后他忍不住了。
He couldn't bear anymore.
不等爸爸死。
He cannot wait for him to die.
你把我应该得的给我。
Give me what that I deserve.
应该得的。
What that I deserve.
什么时候给你的？
When to give.
这个死了给你的。
After I die, I'll give to you.
遗书写下给你。
When I have the will.
就是遗产嘛。
Which is the heritage.
什么你应该得的现在给你。
But to give you what you deserve now.
你老子没有死你都不懂。
Before even I die, you want to demand.
如果我的孩子这样，我就打他一巴掌。
If my son were to ask for that, I would slap him on the face.
但他父亲怎么讲？
What did the father say?
不计较。
You gain, I give you.
你拿了应当得的
whatever that you should have.
你认为你应当得的
you thought that you deserve.
去吧
go.
他去了以后
after gone,
成功吗
was he successful?
一定失败
He surely will fail.
因为他离开了恩典的源头。
Because he leave the source of grace.
他离开了智慧的源头。
He has left the source of wisdom.
他离开了真理的源头。
He has left the source of truth.
他的自由最后就是自杀。
His freedom become committing suicide.
自我、自由、自杀，这是罪人的三步骤。
So the self and also the freedom, the suicide, that's the three steps of a sinner.
他把自己的青春浪费掉了。
He has squandered his own youth.
他把所有的产业把它放荡浪费掉了。
He has squandered all his properties.
他把自己的健康花费掉了。
He has squandered even his own health.
他把自己的机会浪费掉了。
He has squandered his own opportunity.
他在猪的中间才发现，原来我不是猪。
It's among the swine that he find that I'm not a pig.
我告诉有一些人呢，你不要拦住他，他从来不知道他是人。你要等他到猪中间才发现他是。
There are people you don't have to stop them because they don't know they're human kind. Only when they're among the swine, they know that they're not pig.
你就是太早讲道给他听也没有用，因为他还没有到觉悟的可能。
It's no use you talk to them too early because they're gonna come to a state where I can realize.
好，有一天他坐在猪的中间。
One day when they're sitting among the swine.
不是听过语。
Not the Mandarin,
不是听英文
not English,
听的呼呼呼呼的声音
all these swine's sound.
他说糟糕了，我怎么在这里呢？
So how come I'm here?
我不是猪啊，
I'm not a pig.
我是人啊，
I'm a man.
我的父亲不是这样爬的，
My father doesn't climb the ladder.
我父亲的大房子，
He has big mansion,
有很大的田园的
big farm.
我要回去，
I must go back.
连吃猪的东西都没有资格，
他才回去。Even the swine's food is not worthy to eat.
他回去的时候讲什么话呢？
After we return, what did he say?
我应该得的给我。
Give what I deserve.
已经得了。
You have already had it.
已经花完了。
You have squandered.
我应不应该的。
No, not that I deserve.
没有应该得的了。
Not that I deserve.
那回去的时候。
When he returned.
我不配。
I'm not deserving to be your son.
我得罪了天，又得罪你。
I've gone against heaven and you.
我不配做你的。
I'm not the deserving to be your son.
当他感到不配的时候
，When he said I'm not worthy，
他的父亲就把不应当给的再给他。
And what is not worthy, the father give him again.
这叫做什么？
What is this?
这叫做恩典神学。
That's called theology.
今天的许多的基督徒像浪子的哥哥。
Today, a lot of Christians are the brother of this prodigal son.
在房子里面。
When they're in the house.
天天享受好东西。
Every day he enjoy good things.
他不知道什么叫做从贫穷转移过来依靠上帝的这个生命。
He doesn't know life that turned from poverty to rely on God.
我不配。
I don't deserve.
我不配。
I'm not worthy.
我应得的已经得了。
Because I've deserved God what I have.
我应有的已经无了。
What that I have, I've lost it.
我应当持守的花掉了。
What that I should keep, I have squandered.
我不配。
I'm not deserving.
当他回到他父亲面前的时候
，When he come back to the father,
他要的是什么
？What that he wants?
不是产业。
Not property,
是恩典
but grace.
为什么呢
Why?
因为已经没有他的份了
Because
他已经拿去了 你把这个观念弄清楚以后
When you're clear with this concept,
你就明白保罗在第四章所要讲的是什么
You know what Paul expounds in chapter 4
保罗在这里提到三句话
Paul mentioned three statements here
第一句话是什么呢
The first
没有可夸的
Nothing to boast
第二句话是什么呢
And the second
没有做工的
No work
第三句话是什么呢
third,
在行为之外
If the outside apart from work
我再讲一次
One more time
全本圣经就是这一段用这三句话把恩典神学讲得最清楚
And the whole Bible this passage talks about the theology of grace very clearly in this place
The theology of grace There's no way in the Bible mentioned so clear as this portion with the three sentences
用三句话讲得更清楚。
一
，first，
没有可夸的
，nothing to boast。
上帝啊
，God，
你用我
，use me，
因为我很有学问
，because I'm knowledgeable。
这个叫做可夸的
，you're boasting。
青年人
，young man，
如果你认为上帝应当用你
，if you thought that God should use you，
那我问你为什么？
I'm going to ask you why.
你说我有学问。
You say I'm knowledgeable.
我要告诉你，比你有学问的人太多。
I tell you that those who are learned more learned than you, there's so many.
上帝为什么要用你
？Why is that God must use you?
你说我有口才。
You say I'm eloquent.
比你口才好的人太多了。
Those who are more eloquent than you, there's so many of it.
为什么用你
？Why do you?
因为我有青春。
Because I have the youth.
你在讲什么
？What I say?
比你小五岁的以后就比你更青春。
Those who are less 5 years than you are younger than you.
我们到底在上帝面前？ 有什么可夸的？
What is that for us to boast before the Lord?
你是上帝用这个人，因为他很英俊。
God used him because handsome.
是神给他英俊才用他，不是因为他很英俊。后来神说这样的人很好，我才用他。
God has given him handsomeness, not because he's handsome that God used him.
不就是神用他，因为很健康，他很勇敢，所有的都是恩典。
God used him because he's very courageous. No, it's all by grace of the Lord.
所以没有可夸的。
Nothing to boast.
我有时候看年轻的传道人。看不起比他更年轻的传道。
Sometimes I see young preachers that despise those who are younger than them, they are.
看他没有学问，他就看不起。
They see that those who are not learned that despise them.
我想想看。
They thought I thought.
我从前远比你有学问，我都没有看不起。
In the past, I was more learned than you. I never despise you.
为什么你看比你没有学问，你就看不起
？Why say you despise those who are less learned than you do?
你要知道人怎样待你，你应当怎样待你。
You know how people lead you, you must lead people in a way that you be led.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，But dear brothers and sisters,
我们在神面前没有可夸。
Before the Lord, there's nothing to boast.
你有多大学问？
No matter how learned you are,
没有可夸。
Nothing to boast.
你有多大的才干
？No matter how talented you are,
都是神所赐的。
They are given given by God.
多大的健康
？No matter how good health
you are, 多大的斗志
？And how strong will you are,
这都是神所赐的。
It's all given by God.
这是没有可夸的。
Nothing to boast.
第二样
，The second.
你说我应当得到，因为这是我做工的。
You say I deserve because I work for it.
神说没有。
God said no.
你没有做工。
You did not work for it.
做工的得到的叫做工价。
Those who work only earn wages.
那么你一生做了什么呢
？So what have you done for your whole life?
做了罪恶的事情。
You've done evil.
这罪的工价是什么呢
？And why is the wages of sin?
是什么？罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
主啊，我做了这么多，我应该怎么样？你应该死。
God, I've done so much. What should I do? You should die. God said.
一生一世犯罪，罪的工价就是死。
Because for your whole life you sin, and the wages of sin is death.
The only thing you worth is death.
你所值得就是死亡。
你就这个死亡。
You worth is death.
我们在神面前
，before the Lord，
我们不但没有可夸的
，no need, there's nothing to boast.
所有你可以夸的都是恩典。
Because all that you can boast is by the grace of the Lord.
神面前没有什么工价
，there's no work.
你的罪人的工价就是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
第三样
，and the third，
靠我的行为好不好
？Through my own work and
deeds. 我的行为好，我就可以得救吗
？My deed is good and I can be saved.
上帝说不是
，God said no.
是行为。
It is apart from this.
我要在这里跟大家解释一件事情。
I want to explain to you one thing.
就是没有做过的人，没有过来人，他就不知道做是多么辛苦。
If you have not have the experience of working, you don't know how difficult it is to work.
我们有钱买一个杯子。
We have money to buy a glass.
我们喝。
We drink.
不喜欢就丢掉它。
If we throw it, we dislike.
打破了我也不哭。
We break it, okay.
但你知道做一个杯子经过多少的思想？多少的试验，后来玻璃做成这样的形状做成是很不简单的。
But you know, to make such a glass, there are so many works, so many thoughts, so many wisdom put in it.
你今天买一个电灯，装起来亮了，你很高兴。
Today you buy a bulb, you fix it, it lights, you are happy.
爱迪生做电灯泡的时候。试验失败了1700多次。
You know, Edison before he was successful in this creating this bulb, he had failed for 1,700 times.
我们永远不明白他的心情是什么。
Forever you can understand what kind of heart he had.
一次做了失败了。
One he failed.
再做再失败。
Second time he failed.
再做再失败。
Third time he failed.
再做再失败。
And fail again.
再做再失败。
Again.
再做再失败。
Again.
那今天我不必讲了，一直这样讲好了。再做再失败。
I tried to say I failed 1,700 times. Good enough.
我讲1700次好不好啊
？I will. Repeated 1,700 times.
你讨厌了，我不来听了。
You have a few distaste.
一次只有一秒钟，再做再失败，再做再失败，不必本钱的。
I only say once. It only costs 1 second. But I don't have any capital.
他每一次做一个东西要本钱的。
But he has to invest before he can create something.
要心思的呀。
Mind.
要血汗的。
He must sweat.
失败了。
He failed.
费心。再花钱。
And
再做。
Spend the money.
再花钱。
Spend the money.
再做。
Do again.
1700次，不要说做，连听你都讨厌。
1,700 times, you also feel dislike when I say repeat it.
但我告诉你
，I tell you，
没有人会比爱迪生更快乐。
No one will more joyful than Edison.
就是最后是电灯泡发亮的。
The last time when this bulb lit,
哦，他那个高兴。没有人可以比的。
That kind of joy he enjoyed, no one can enjoy with him.
你有钱买多少万粒的灯泡都不会买快乐的。
With so much money, you can buy so many bulbs, you cannot buy happiness.
但是做到最后做出来。
You have done it and you are successful.
那个喜乐。 是不能换。
That's how joy cannot be traded.
那么唐牧师，你讲这个跟这段圣经什么意有关系呢
？Then what connection with this passage you say, Reverend Tong?
等你自己做做做，永远做不成功。你才知道做不是容易的。
To work, work, work until you fail so many times, you know it's not easy to work.
做人容易吗
？Is it easy to be a man?
很不容易。
No,
那些不懂做人才以为做人做得差不多了。
Those who know how to behave, they thought that they behave well.
懂做人的到老都感觉了自己做不成人。
Those who know how to be a man until when they're old, they say that I'm not a good man.
凡是自以为义的。
Those who thought they were righteous.
都是证明他们是根本不懂什么叫做义。
It is only about to prove that they don't understand what's the meaning of righteousness.
口直到七十岁才讲一句话。
Confused until the age of 70, he said,
物欲其实而不欲己，可随心所欲也。
It is only when I come to the age of 70, I don't transgress the laws and I can do according to what I want.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
他七十二岁就死。
He died at the age of 72.
一生一世就做人。
For the whole life, he learned to be a man.
七十岁的时候，他说呢，我到了七十岁才能不犯规矩。
He said, when I come to the age of 70, I will not transgress the rules.
那么表示他六十九岁半还会犯规的。
Which is 69 and a half, he still transgress the laws.
所以他知道做人很难。
So he knows it's difficult to be a man.
太辛苦了。
So difficult to be a man.
教我五十，注意学艺。可以免大过也。
If you give me the age of 50, I can know the age of...
Add to my life 5 or 10 years. In order to more learning about the book of changes, I can escape myself from doing big faults.
And that's what Confucius said.
我教我五年十年吧。
Give me 5 or 10 more years.
我好好修易经吧。
Learn the book of changes.
以后我就不会犯大错了。
Then I will not commit a big fault.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
小错还不能免。
Still small wrongs I will commit.
一个伟大的人
，great figure，
这个越感觉到自己做人很难，这个人就越伟大。
It is the one who feels that difficult man, the more great he is.
伟人越多发现自己的失败。
Great figure find that there are many failures.
小人常常看自己很
差。Only those who are no good will feel that they are very successful.
有学问的人常常看自己无知。
Those who are learned will feel that they are not learned at all.
自己以为很厉害的人都是没有学问。
And those who thought that they are very good, actually they are very ignorant.
那你的唐牧师，你讲的跟这个又有什么关系
？Then what's connected with this passage you say?
我要告诉你，在行为之外才叫做恩典。
It is apart from conduct we call grace.
什么叫做行为之外呢？
What apart from conduct?
我做做做做做。
I've done and done.
我做做做做。
Done and done.
我行。
I've got
done and done. 行到最后，人家问你行了吗
？Have you done it?
行了。行了怎么样呢
？What's the result?
不行。
No.
行了才知道不行。
I've done it. I said I cannot do it.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
我怎么行都不行。
No matter how I do, I cannot do it.
我怎么做都做不来。
No matter how I can do it, I cannot do it.
有些人从来没有做错事。
A lot of people, they have never committed any wrong at all in their life.
因为从来没有做事。
Because they never do anything at all.
你懂吗？从来没有做错事。
They never committed anything wrong.
因为从来没有做事。
Because they never do anything.
还有一些人英文不会进步，因为从来不讲英文，免得人家知道他英文不大好。
And people who never progress in English because they never spoken English, they definitely never commit any mistake in English.
你逃避给人看出你不好。
You escape so that people want to say they are no good.
你没有做事。所以你从来不会做错事。
You have not done anything, so that's why you never committed any wrong at all.
你做人的时候
，when you become a man，
尽力去行
，the best to do it，
就你发现不行。
You find that there's no way。
那怎么办
？What to do now？
神心意的大卫
，David who is according to the heart of God，
有一天完全失败了。
One day totally he failed。
神心意的
，the one who go according to the mind of God。
上帝说我要拣选一位合我心意的人。做王
，God said I want to elect someone who is according to my mind.
是谁的
？Who is？
是高了一个头的扫罗吗
？Is it Saul？
不是
，No。
是谁的
？Who is？
是耶西家里面最小那个小孩子。
He is a little one among Jesse's sons.
所以呢，撒母耳到耶西的家里。
Samuel when they go to the home of Jesse.
耶西
，Jesse。
上帝叫我到这里来。
God asked me to come here.
你今天来这里有什么事吗
？What are you going to do here？
是不是带来上帝的咒诅呢
？To bring God's cursing to me？
或者是带来上帝给我平安的信心。
Oh, the message of peace.
上帝说
，God said，
要叫你的孩子里面有一个做王代替扫罗。
Among your children, what will the king to take the place of Saul?
哇，耶西高兴起来了。
Jesse was so happy.
孩子啊，出来
！Son, come.
第一个出来
，the first one came.
又高大又英俊。
He was very tall and handsome.
站在 这个撒母耳的面前。
Standing before Samuel.
撒母耳从头到下看看。
And Samuel look at him carefully.
看完了有点摇摇头。
After that, Samuel said,
去
，Go.
第二个出来。
Second one came.
去
，Go.
第三个出来。
Third,
去
，Go.
第四个出来。
The fourth came.
去
，Go.
第五个出来。
The fifth,
去
，Go.
第六个出来。
Sixth.
去
go.
所有孩子都出来了
All the children are
七个都不要了
All the seven are discarded
他问耶西你还有没有孩子
Jesse do you have any more son
耶西忘记他几个孩子
Yes forgot how many son he has
耶西忘哦还有一个的
Oh one more
哦你提醒我很小的一个
Oh a little one
他在牧羊
He is now being shepherding.
现在叫人去要他打门。大卫回来。
We're calling back.
有人找你了。
Someone want to find you.
大卫跑回来了。
And David came back.
为什么上帝选他呢
？Why God have chosen him?
他合神心意。
He is according to the heart of God.
大卫是真正的牧人。
He is a true shepherd.
大卫怎么样是真正的牧人呢
？How do you know he's a true shepherd?
羊群在哪里？
When the sheep are there,
有狮子来
When the lion comes,
有豺狼来
When the wolf comes,
他不是逃走
He did not run,
他的跑到前面去跟狮子斗
He'll go there and fight with the lion.
这样的牧师在哪里啊
Where are these pastors?
现在的牧师传道
The
pastors 薪水少一点就跑了
When they have little income, they run.
羊群不顾
And they don't care about the sheep.
大卫看见豺狼来
Sheep,
大卫看见狮子来
when he saw lion come,
他就保护他的羊群
He protected his flock
斗
He fight
宁可自己牺牲
Then rather he himself will die
照顾羊群
And to take care of the flock
这个叫做牧人不是雇工
That's called a shepherd and not an employer
上帝要这样的
God wants this kind of people
合我心里的
According to my heart
你在羊群中很辛苦
You are suffering among the sheep.
斗到满身都是伤痕。
You have been torn with all the wounds.
我就要你这样的人做王。
I want you this kind of person to be my king.
你们年轻人要侍奉主的，我告诉你。
So you as young people, you want to serve the Lord?
你年轻不肯受苦，你不要盼望以后上帝大大用。
When you are young, you do not want to suffer, do not hope that God will use you greatly in the future.
你以为你口才很好
？You thought you are eloquent.
你圣经很熟，一下子成为。东方的 Billy Graham.
You thought that you know the Bible very well. You want to be the Billy Graham of East.
上帝说大卫出来。
God said David come.
我不要你的哥哥们。
I don't want your elder brothers.
我要你最小的。
I want you the little one.
设立你做王。
I want to establish as king.
撒母耳就高大卫做王。
And Samuel anoint him as a king.
难道大卫马上上宝座吗
？And then was he enthroned immediately?
第二天穿王袍。
The second he came with a robe of king.
对扫罗说下来。
And tell Saul you better come down.
现在轮到我。
It's my turn now.
不是的
，No.
按地位来说
，According to the status,
他是王
，He is the king.
但是按训练来说
，But according to training,
那还要磨
，He got to be
还要练
，He got to be trained.
是，还要练他
，Try
很重很重的痛苦
，And try hard.
几次要被杀
，And a few times he was being murdered.
扫罗妒忌他
，And Paul was in fear of him.
人家问唐牧师，什么叫做上帝重用？
And people ask wanted to be used greatly by God.
或者上帝重重把你压下去才用你，叫做重用。
God will push you down heavily. That's what it means.
大卫受了多少的痛苦
？And Paul saw as David had gone through many sufferings.
后来做王
，Let him become king.
合神心意的王
，According to the heart of God.
好好做人。
And he was a good king.
有一天
，One day，
得意忘形。
He was so joyful for God.
全然失败。
And he totally failed.
借刀杀人。
And he killed others.
娶了别人的妻子。
And took others' wife, his wife.
犯了奸淫。
He committed adultery.
那怎么办
？What to do now?
合神心意的人也不过如此。
He who is according to the heart of God also failed.
从前好名声。
In the past he was famous.
从前多么遵行上帝的。
And also he go according to the will of God.
现在觉得不行。
But now he cannot do it.
行了没有
？Has he done it?
行了一生。结果怎么样
？What's the result？
不行
，No，
合神心意的人也不行。
The one according to the way my mind of God also failed。
大卫不知道他的罪怎样使上帝伤心。
David did not know how to break the heart of God with sin。
他以为这个很平常。
He thought this very ordinary。
难道做王没有资格娶一个漂亮的太太
？As a king, can I marry? Can I not marry someone who is beautiful?
可能就是上帝为我预备，可惜他太早跟人家结婚。
Maybe God is prepared for me, but because she married too early.
所以用一点诡计把他的丈夫调到战场去死，他就变成正名正言顺做我的老婆了。
So using some trick so the husband can be killed in the battlefield and then the wife become my wife.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
他以为没有知道
He thought that no one knows
上帝差遣先知拿单去对他说
God sent prophet Nathan to tell him
你有罪
You have sinned
神的刑罚临到
God has judgment come to you
大卫后来悔改
David repented.
他没有说你敢骂我。
He did not say, you dare to scold me.
你知道我是谁？
You know who am I?
我是又大又威又王大卫王。
King David.
你不是一个乡下一个先知。
You are only a prophet.
关进监牢。
You better be in prison.
大卫比西利更伟大去。
And that is why Paul, David is greater than Saul.
当他做王的时候。
When he was king.
还是听先知的话。
He still listened to the prophet.
今天许多人坐在王位，没有一个人话可以听见。
Today a lot of people being king, no wonder the word they will listen.
当先知责备他的时候。
When the prophet rebuked him.
他没有打先知。
He did not beat the prophet.
他没有杀先知。
He did not kill the prophet.
他关先知。
He did not imprison him.
在神面前痛哭悔改。
But before the Lord, he repented truly.
又写了诗篇32篇。
And later on, he wrote the Psalm 33.
又写了诗篇51篇。
And 51.
变成历史上最著名的两篇悔改的诗。
And become the two most famous repentant Psalm.
当他写诗篇三十二篇的时候。
When he wrote the Psalm 32.
他怎么讲？
What did he say?
的赦免期过。
He who has forgiven of sin.
的遮盖其罪的人。
That his circumstances have been covered.
这个人有福气。
Blessed is he.
赦免其过。
His sin has been forgiven.
的遮盖其罪。
His iniquity has been covered.
这个人有福气。
Blessed is he.
但是能不能遮盖？
Can he be covered?
能不能赦免呢?
Can he be forgiven?
没有办法。
No.
上帝啊。
God.
你要赦免我的罪。
You want to forgive my sins?
上帝啊。
God.
你要遮盖我的。
You want to cover my iniquities?
我自己没有办法。
I have no way.
我小的时候。
When I was young.
几岁？六七岁的时候。
Six or seven years old.
人家请我到他家去睡觉。
People invite me to go to their home to overnight.
睡到半夜尿床了。
And halfway through, I wet to the bed.
那是很有钱的人家。
A rich man's home.
很漂亮的床。
Very beautiful mattress.
我忽然发现怎么旁边潮湿的。
How come it's wet?
那我就糟糕了，我尿床了。
I say I wetted also the bed.
为什么不是昨天在家里尿，今天在人家家里尿
？Why is not done yesterday in my own home?
所以我就尽量擦擦擦。
So I try to wipe it.
尿是擦不了的。
Why you cannot wipe it?
我就吹吹吹，盼望弄干它。
And I try to make it dry.
干的时候痕迹还在哪里
？But the stain is still there.
后来我就自己说，巴不得昨天不在这里睡。
I hope that I would not be here.
巴不得我的尿是完全白色的。
That my even my is white.
巴不得干了是没有痕迹的。
So that when it's dry, it won't have a stain.
巴不得我有一块更新的布把这个换了，把那个缩小放在袋子带回去。
How I hope that I can change your bed sheet and take.
巴不得可以遮盖。
How I wish.
巴不得我没有在。
How I wish I did not sleep here.
但已经是那样了。
But it has been.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
早上起来的时候。
The next day when I woke up.
用被把它盖起来了。
I cover it.
盖不住了。
Cannot be covered.
因为一开味道就出来了。
Because when you open it, the smell is there.
用橡皮把它擦嘛。
You want to erase it, eraser?
擦不掉的。
No.
把它热气热力把它退回一天可以不可以？
You want to turn back the day? No.
我那个年纪很小。
I was still young.
就学了一件事情。
I learned one thing.
乖乖的跑到那个主人面前。
I went to the household.
谢谢你昨天请我到这边睡。
Thank you that invite me to come here and sleep last night.
我感到很好睡。
It's very good.
你的床，你的房间很舒服。
Your bed is very comfortable.
不过。
But then.
不过。
But then.
你给蚊子咬了是吗
？Have you been stung by mosquito?
不是。
No.
有吵声吗
？Oh, there's a noise. The vacuum. No.
你睡得满意吗？很满意。
Are you comfortable? Yes.
不过。
But then.
不过我尿床了。
I went to the bed.
我就大哭起来了。
I cried.
我想他会打死我。
I thought he would beat me to death.
漂亮的房子。
The beautiful house.
这么干净的房间。
And clean home.
我尿床了。
But I went to it.
我当然今天不会不好意思告诉你，因为你从前也尿床。
Because I will tell you tonight because in the past you do the same thing.
但是我当时感觉就真正像那一句话。
But what is being said here?
罪名的赦免。
Sin to be forgiven.
哦，能够遮盖。如果能够遮盖
，it can be covered.
太有福气了。
You're blessed.
但是能不能
？But can it?
不能。
No.
好，我现在讲了这么多，
After all
你再读这一段圣经，你就懂到底保罗要讲什么。
You know what Paul said.
我们再从第四章第一节开始来读。
Chapter four, verse one, we read.
一二三，如此说了，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？他若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的，只是在上帝面前并无可夸。经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信上帝，这就算为他的义。做工的得工价，不算恩典，乃是该得的。唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的上帝， 他的信就算为义。正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙上帝算为义的人是有福的，他说得赦免其过遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。你明白了？
You understand now?
明白了吗？
You understand now?
回答我。
Answer me.
你明白了吗？
You understand?
我们刚才讲了这么长。
So long they were spoken.
就是要把这些话的经义讲出来。
It's to tell you the essence of this passage.
没有可夸的。
Nothing to boast.
不是做工的工匠。
Not that you work, you have
to work. 是行为之外。
It's apart from work.
这样的人你就明白什么叫做恩典了。
Then you know what's grace.
上帝啊。
God.
我原来没有可夸的。
There's nothing to boast in me.
上帝啊
，God，
我没有做什么工可以领受工价。
I have no work that is worthy of the wages.
上帝啊
，God，
我的行为都是不行的。
My conducts are no good.
那么如果你要计较的话
，If you want to count，
当然你看见我里面充满罪哦。
You see there's sin in me.
那我要遮遮不来。
I'm the coward, I cannot cover.
我要擦擦不掉。
Erase cannot erase.
我真了解大卫所讲的话。
I do understand the word.
遮盖其罪。
都是现在 covered
的，这近期过犯的人
，the transgression that can be given，
这个人是有福的人
，he is blessed。
那我怎么办呢
？What to do with
you？ 上帝啊
，God，
我是罪人
，I'm a sinner。
因为世人都犯了罪
，because the whole world sinned，
规缺了上帝的荣耀
，falls short of glory of God。
上帝，我是罪人
，God， I'm a sinner。
罪的公价乃是死
，and the wages of sin is death。
我在你面前毫无可夸
，for you there's nothing to boast。
我的行为都是不行的
，my conduct are no good。
在你面前我只有罪可以呈现
，before you I have a sin to present to you。
我的罪我怎么解决呢
？How can I solve my sin？
这是文化没有办法解决的问题
，this something culture cannot solve。
这是宗教。没有办法解决的问题。
This something religion cannot solve.
这是政治没有办法解决的问题。
This something politics cannot solve.
这是科学没有办法解决的问题。
This something science cannot solve.
这是金钱没有办法解决的问题。
This something money cannot solve.
这是知识没有办法解决的问题。
This something knowledge cannot solve.
这是哲学没有办法解决的问题。
This something philosophy cannot solve.
什么问题呢
？What problem?
人的罪要怎么处理？
How to deal with men's sin?
人的罪要怎么接近
？How to solve men's sin?
我的衣服脏的时候，我用肥皂把它洗干净。
My clothes is dirty, I can clean it with a soap.
我有许多的东西脏了，我可以用许多的东西洗干净。
Many things is dirty, I can cleanse with many things.
我的灵魂玷污了。
But my soul is filled.
我的心污秽了。
My heart is polluted.
我的头脑充满罪恶了。
My mind is filled with sin.
主啊
，Lord，
我用什么来接近呢
？With what I can cleanse it?
所以大卫和神心意一生。
And Paul saw that David is according to the heart of God for whole life.
不行一天
But only one day he failed.
他抓看到做人太难了
Then he feels it's so difficult to be a man.
这赦免其罪
And those who transgression are forgiven.
这遮盖其恶行的
Sins and covered are blessed.
Where is the place to escape from my sin?
我从哪里能够逃避我的罪呢
Where is the place I can escape from the countenance of my God?
我从哪里可以逃来躲避神的
Where is the way out for me to escape from His judgment?
对于他的审判，我怎么能逃脱呢
？How can I escape from His righteousness?
我怎能从他的义来逃脱呢？
我没有办法。
No way.
这是人类永远没有办法解决的。
Whatever man cannot solve this problem.
政治家常常以为这个总统不好，下台。但他上台有更好。
Politicians will feel that this president is not good, that he should be outthrown, and then when he becomes president, he's not good too.
革命家说这个朝代下台，换一个朝代，结果更不好。
The revolutionaries say that this era is not good, and change another era, and this worse.
有什么人解决过人性罪恶的问题？
Who has solved the problem of human nature?
有什么人真正遮盖了人整个人类的罪恶的问题？
Who has truly covered the sins of mankind for the whole world?
所以保罗既然提出了全世界的罪的问题，
Since Paul mentioned the whole world of sin,
保罗一定要解决全世界各样的罪的问题。
So he must solve the problem of sin of the whole world.
那保罗要怎么解决呢？
How did Paul solve it?
他已经证明律法以下的人也没有办法解决。
He has proven that those who are outside the law cannot be solved.
这是犹太人。是受了上帝的启示
These Jews have been revealed by God
领受了摩西四条诫命
Had received the Ten Commandments of Moses
先知给他们督责指正
And the prophet rebuked and corrected them
结果他们没有一个人行义
But no one has practiced the
law 完全失败
Totally they failed
没有一个人罪得赦免
No one has been forgiven
没一个人得到遮盖
No one has been covered with transgression
怎么办呢
What to do now
保罗突然间 就把亚伯拉罕搬出来了。
Suddenly Paul mentioned Abraham.
因为保罗在读旧约圣经的时候
，because when Paul studied the book of Old Testament，
他发现有神永恒的旨意是超过赐下律法的目的。
He found that eternal mind of God transcend the purpose of giving the law.
是永远的旨意里面
，the internal will of God
已经有了解决罪恶的办法。
There's a way to solve sin.
那个办法是什么呢
？What is that way？
就是人要信从神。
That man must believe in God.
顺从神。
Must obey God.
这个人就有办法。
Then he has a way out.
我不知道你听过这样的事吗
？I wouldn't know whether you heard this thing.
如果一个人在海里面抽筋，快要死了。
If a person had a spasm when he was in the sea,
或者他是用救生圈的，但是后来救生圈漏气了。
Or even this a life,
就我也忘记是什么。
When this life buoyant trying to save him but has a leak,
这个如果他现在要死了。
When he was about to die,
那么他不能游泳的话
，he cannot swim.
哇，他那边救命啊，救命啊
！He was crying, "Help me, help me!"
你看见他快要沉下去
，that he is about to drown.
你跳下去
，you jump down.
游到他哪里去
？You swam to him.
你抓到他的时候
，and you caught up him.
你想，你要怎么救他
？How are you going to save him?、
啊你说来跟我来
You say follow me
他不会游泳啊
He cannot swim
你抱住他
You want to embrace him
我告诉你你抱他一定不紧
When you carry him you will not be tight
他一定抱你抱得很紧
Because he will hold you even tighter
因为他快要死了
He's about to die
他又沉下去他就死了
Because when he get down he'll die
他要上来才不死对不对
You want to float before he die
要上来什么办法呢
How can you make him float
他就压下你
You press you down
他的意思你死了我不要死
You say you will die I won't die
那么你如果说好了我就听你死了你就傻瓜了
You'll die as such as your play I'll die
那么如果这个人是很有力的
If it's very powerful
你越难救他
You want to for your saving
为什么呢
Why
因为他有力他挣扎的时候
Because when he struggle
他的挣扎就使你没有办法游泳更没有办法救他
So you cannot swim and cannot save him
所以唯一的办法是什么
The only way
你把他打
You beat him
大力打他
Beat him
打昏他了
And he fainted
就是他不死
And he fainted
不能动了
he cannot move.
完全没有作为了
totally he has no way out.
完全没有动作了
totally is motionless.
你一边游一边把它拉回来
then can swim and pull him back.
这个就比较容易了
it's easier.
你懂吗
you know?
如果你说我爱他
I say I love him.
给他自由
you are giving freedom.
他要我就要我
whether he want to press me or not it's okay.
他要抱我就抱我
whether he want to hold me or not it's okay.
我担保你同归于尽
I tell both of you will die.
两个一同死
both of you will die.
所以你要打昏他
so you must have
a big him to faint 后来他就没有办法了
and there's no motion now
你就把他拖了
and then you save him
你就能够把他救回来
then only you can save him
我小的时候听这个故事我很奇怪
when I was young I heard of the story I feel very strange
什么要救人先打人的
how is that when you want to save people you want to beat him first
救过他先打昏他的
yeah, you want to save him
but you want to 一定要打昏他
faint first
因为他一反抗
Because when he resisted,
他一抓住你
when he catches you,
他把你压下去
pressed,
你就死了
you're dying.
所以把他打昏
so you want to cause him to
如果你真的能游泳
if you can
你真的要救人
you truly want to save him,
你真的要救成功
truly want to save successfully,
没有别的办法
there's no way.
把他打昏
you want to beat him.
你说我小小声打了
Lightly you say
他不但没有分掉他再打你真糟糕了
you're not get fainted and you beat you back.
所以你要大力打
so you beat him
把他打昏
hard.
哇他认为你这个是没有友情的人
you tell that you have no friendship at all.
没有办法
No,
因为他的动作就是他不得救的原因
Because his motion caused him that he cannot be saved
他的挣扎就是给他更快灭亡
His struggle will cause him to die fast
在这样危险的时候
In this dangerous time
只有一个办法
Only one way
你完全顺从我
Totally obey me
你不要跟我反抗
Don't resist me
你不要挣扎
Don't struggle
你不必帮助我
Don't help me
你不必自己挣扎
Don't struggle yourself
你是没有用的人
Because there's no way for
你根本不能游泳
You cannot swim
你一生越砸越下去
The more you struggle the more you sink
唯一的办法
Only one way
绝对顺从我
Absolutely you want to follow me
你说我怎么绝对顺从你
How can I obey you
我要这样
On the
way 不可以
No
你不可以动
You cannot move
我不能不动
I must move
打给你不动
Then I do call you to finish
你也打我吧哦我就昏倒了但完全昏倒了又怎么样
When totally fainted
现在绝对顺从
Then absolutely observe
容易把它拉上
来 Easier for him to pull him
你明白了吗
You understand now
你明白了吗
You understand Now.
这就是这段的意思。
That's the meaning of this passage.
你不要再以为你很厉害。
Do not feel that you are good enough.
你说我虽然今天在水里，但是我是举重 重选手。
You see that even though I'm now in the water, I'm a good weightlifter.
你举重也不能把自己举起来，你是。
You're good weightlifter, but cannot lift your own self.
亚历士不能自举其身。
Those athletes cannot lift his own body.
你就是赛跑健将。
You see, a good runner.
你不必再夸了，那个是在田径场的，不是在海里。
Because that's not a road, but now you're in the sea.
你说我几次第一名没有用，现在你死也是第一名。
Give up first a few times, you say no.
所以你不要夸。
Do not boast.
不要做工。
Do not work.
不要靠行为。
Do not depend on your conduct.
靠什么？
To what?
靠我救你。
To me saving you.
完全顺从我。
You totally obey me.
啊，这就是这段圣经的意思。
That's the meaning of this passage.
绝对顺服神。
Absolutely want to obey.
绝对相信神。
Absolutely believe in God.
不再夸你的功劳。
No more boasting on yourself.
不再靠你的工作。
No more through your own work.
不再靠你的行为。
No more through your own conduct.
不再依靠律法。
No more through the law.
信神。
To believe in God.
这就成为上帝拯救你的人。
And that's the way that God saved you.
你说是这样吗？
You say, is that the way?
Yes.
Yes.
那么为什么我要这样信呢？
Then why is that I must believe in such a manner?
罗马书的作者保罗怎么讲？
Paul, the author of Romans says,
让我们回想亚伯拉罕。
Let us recollect about Abraham.
上帝是亚伯拉罕的上帝。
God is the God of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
And God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以上帝既然是亚伯拉罕的上帝。
Since God is God of Abraham.
上帝喜欢亚伯拉罕。
That God loves Abraham.
上帝甚至在以赛亚书说，亚伯拉罕是我的朋友。
In the book of Isaiah, you see that Abraham is my friend.
这样亲密的关系。
So intimate relationship.
摩西是面对面见上帝的人。
Moses saw God face to face.
亚伯拉罕是与上帝同行的朋友。
And Abraham walked together with God as friends.
为什么上上帝这么喜欢亚伯
兰？ Why is that God loves Abraham so much?
为什么亚伯兰这样蒙上帝喜悦？
Why is that Abraham so pleased to God?
这句话出来了。
There comes the statement.
亚伯兰信上帝，这就算作他的义。
Abraham believed in God and that's credited to be his righteousness.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
亚伯兰信上帝，这就算为他的义。
Abraham believed in God and that's credited to be his righteousness.
Total surrender.
完全的顺服
，total trust，
完全的信靠
，total belief，
完全的相信
，total submit，
完全的降服
，total obey，
完全的顺服。
Everything you say, I will respond yes, God。
你所说的每一句，我说神的是的。
Everything you promise, I will respond amen。
每一样你所应许的，我说 amen。
Everything you speak to me, I will say I obey。
每一样你对我所说，我说神啊，我愿意顺服。
This is my response。
这是我的回应。
This is my qualification, my only condition before you.
这是我唯一在你面前的条件跟光景。
我的资格只有这样。
That's only my only qualification.
I can do nothing.
我什么都不能够做。
I cannot debate.
我不能够向你辩论。
I cannot argue.
我不跟你辩论。
I cannot refuse.
我不能够拒绝。
I cannot reject.
我不能够拒绝。
I cannot say anything against you.
我不能够讲任何话反抗你。
You are all right.
因为你是完全正确。
You're supreme.Authority of the truth.
你是这个真理最高者。
You are the subjectivity of the wisdom.
你是这个智慧的本体。
Oh God.
神啊。
Whatever you say.
无论你说什么。
I only respond yes.
我只有回应说神的是的。
I believe in you.
我相信。
Amen.
Amen.
There surely be nothing wrong in your speech.
在你的回应里面一定有错。
I obey you.
我能够顺服你。
I submit to you.
我完全顺服你。
I surrender myself before you.
我把自己完全降服。
I put my freedom before your sovereignty.
我把我的自由放在主权之下。
Treat me.
你这样对待我吧。
According to what you will.
按照你的旨意。
Shape me.
把我塑模。
According to your plan.
按照你的计划吧。
Construct me.
再造我。
According to your will.
就按照你的旨意吧。
Here I am.
我在这里。
Your servant.
你的仆人
I believe in you
我相信你
上帝说
God said
这一个人
This man
我就称他为义了
I call him righteous
因为他不跟我辩论
Because he never argue with me
我告诉你
I tell you
你跟权威讲话的时候要小心
If you talk to authority you must be careful
因为他真正懂得那个事懂得完完整整的时候你跟他辩论没有用
When he truly knows that thing perfectly it's no use for you to argue with him
因为他是真正懂的
Because he truly knows
你把你自己不懂讲出来辩论，只有自讨羞辱而已。
When something they don't know, you want to debate with him, you only insult your own self.
如果你说我不喜欢贝多芬的音乐，我要把它改一改。
You say I don't like Beethoven's music, I want to change it.
那你改看看。
You change.
滴滴滴答，哒哒哒滴，你把它改。为什么只有两个
Why two notes?
我要四个。
I want four notes.
滴滴滴答，哒哒滴滴，哒哒哒哒，滴滴滴答，就不像样了，你懂吗
？It's totally changed.
你只能完全顺服
，only totally submit.
因为它是绝对绝对的权利。
Because an absolute, absolute authority.
我常常想这个问题。
Many times I think about this problem.
第四个那个 sequence 只有两次。
The only twice repeated.
四次变成什么
？But you come four times.
你怎么
看？
怎么可能用两个音，一个咪，一个哆，最具音有的
？How can you use mi and do?
滴滴滴哆。你说我也来发明一个，也是两个音的。滴滴滴呢？不行的。
It's totally changed.
那个力量就没有了。
Without the force,
你不能改一个音的。
You just cannot change
the notes. 到现在
，until today,
用 computer 都没有办法改 Johann Sebastian Bach 音乐里面任何一个字。
Even using computer, you cannot change any word or note of the Johann Sebastian Bach.
你说我不喜欢
，I don't like you.
我赞成
，I don't agree.
你神经病。
There's something wrong with you.
我不赞成
，I don't agree.
那不过表示你程度不够。
When you say that you're not good enough,
表示你不懂。
You do not know.
所以我告诉你。与上帝强辩的人是自取羞辱。
Those who argue with God only cause insult to himself.
请你注意听下面这句话。
Listen to this statement.
你这一生一直跟上帝反对，你就一直一生被自己的罪恶的痛苦走你人生。
For the whole life you argue with God, you will be bound by the sin to walk in the way of sin for your whole life.
亚伯兰被上帝称为义。
Abraham counted
as just
like God. Why?
亚伯兰信上帝。这就算有他的意义。
Abraham, because he believed in God and God counted him as righteous.
基督教就是这样叫人盲从上帝。
He says that is Christianity, want people to follow.
难道我没有自由吗？
Don't have a free.
难道我做上帝的奴仆吗？
Can I be a servant of God only?
我告诉你，
I tell you,
如果你能做百分之百真理的奴仆，你还算是荣耀的。
You can be the servant of this truth 100% is still glorious.
You become the servant of the 100% truth.That is your glory, you know.
你能够成为100%真理的仆人，还是荣耀？
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
上帝啊
，God.
因为你是绝对的权威。
Because you are absolute authority.
完全没有错色的。
And totally, you have no wrongs.
我愿意对你说，你所讲的话，我都 Amen.
So I want to say that God, whatever you say, I say Amen.
上帝说
，God said,
你不必再表演给我看，你很好。
You don't have to perform to show that you're good.
因为你所有的毛病我都记录下来。
Because I've recorded all your wrongs.
你不再把好看的一方面给我看。
Do not turn your good face to me.
因为那一片的后面是什么我都看到。
Because I've seen even the back side of it.
你不必再夸你的荣耀。
Do not boast your glory.
不必再以为你做工做得多么厉害。
Do not thought you work very hard.
不必再以为你的行为都很行。
Do not thought your conduct is good. No.
你信我。
Believe in me.
我就重新把新的生命给你。
And I'll give you a new life.
这就是基督教了，与所有的宗教不同的地方。
And that's different Christianity compared to all religions.
所有的宗教都说我们要做好事，以后就可以上天堂。做好事，上帝就喜欢。
All religions will say that do good and you can go to heaven.
你做多少好事
？How much have you done to be good?
你有什么好处
？What good do you have?
我尽量做好。
I want to try to be good.
用我的好处
，use my good things，
来得到上帝的救恩
，to earn God's salvation.
上帝说不。
God said no.
我在用做几个比喻给你讲清楚，我就做结束了。
I make a few illustrations for you before I conclude.
一个小孩子
，a little kid，
在乡下里面
，in a village，
他的妈妈病得很重
，the mother got very sick，
他很爱他的母亲
，and he loved the mother well，
他每天照顾妈妈
，and take care of the mother every day。
你要喝什么
？What do you want to drink？
你要吃什么
？What do you eat？
妈妈越瘦越弱，越弱越瘦。
And also this mother becomes sick, mom sick.
又快要死了。
And before she died,
她说我大概不能活下去。
I cannot live anymore.
有孩子说不要死，不要。
The son said, "Don't die, mom,
妈
don't die,
不要死
mom, don't die."
我无论如何要救你。
No matter how, I want to save you.
你怎么救我
？How do you save me?
你小孩子怎么救
？Your little kid, how can you save me?
我的时间到了。
My time is up.
我要死了。
帮着带
那些孩子呢，趁着妈妈睡觉，快快去找医生。
And this kid go and get a physician when the mother was sleeping.
把东西卖掉去找最好的医生。
Sell whatever he has and go and find a good doctor.
一个最好的医生来了。
And one good doctor came.
他说你的母亲
，Is it your mom?
不能活
，cannot live.
我就没有盼望
，no hope.
除非有一种果子你能拿到。那个果子给他吃，他会好。
Unless there's one kind of food you can feed her with, that kind of fruit she can be saved.
这孩子眼睛亮起来了。
And then he opened the eyes wide.
那个果子在哪里呢
？Where is the fruit?
你没有办法买。
You cannot buy it.
那个国家在王宫里面。
It is the palace.
整个国家只有王宫里面有那种树。
For the whole country, only the palace had the tree.
那种树上有一种果子，如果你拿到不到十粒，给妈妈吃，她一定好。
And that kind of fruit you have, less than 10, it can heal your mom.
这个孩子说，那我能不能进王宫？
Can I enter into the palace? The little kid asked.
休想进王宫。
No way.
那怎么办呢？
What to do?
就等你妈妈死。
Wait for your mom to die then.
她不要。
She doesn't want.
她带了一些臭钱。
He brings some money.
从乡下坐车到城市。
From the village, she traveled to the city.
城市问人家王宫在哪里。
And ask me where is the palace.
七八岁的小孩子。
Young kid of 7 or 8 years old.
跑到王宫的面前。
When he came to the palace.
看见两个又高又大、穿着军装全副的卫兵。
And see the two guards there.
站在那边。
I was standing there.
手拿着剑。
Was guarding.
我要进去。
I want to go in. 滚蛋。Go away.
我要进去。
I want to go in.
你再叫我打死你
I'll kill you if you say
我要进去
I'm going
你要进去做什么
What for
这里里面的果子可以给我妈妈吃她就不会死
There's a food that can heal my mom
他们踩都不踩她
They couldn't be careless
不能进去不能进去
You just cannot
come in 叫
He was crying
他们哭
Shouting
突然间呢
Suddenly
有一个八岁的孩子从里面出来
1 8-year-old boy came
看见另外一个八岁的在外面哭
And saw another 8-year-old boy was crying
八岁看到八岁同岁相连
It's all the eight and they're compatible with one another
他就跑出来了
So he came
跑出来这两个这个官人马上让路刚那家出来
And so this guy gave way to this boy
他说你哭什么
What are you crying
这两个太凶了
They are two fierce
这两个坏蛋
They're bad
不让我进去
They don't allow me to go in
你要进去做什么
What for are you going
我妈妈病了
My mom has
我妈妈要死了
And she's dying
但不能医好的
And cannot be healed
我很爱我妈妈
I love my mom
什么医生都不能医
And all doctors cannot heal her
只有里面那个树你看那个里面那个树
Only the tree the fruit
只有这里就可以了
And ten
就可以医了
can heal my mom
真的吗
Is it true
真的
Yes
跟我进来
Follow me
跟他进去
And follow him
等他进跟他进去的时候
When he follow him
那两个军官还有气功开门
And even the two guards will want to schedule
him.
And he went in.
这个叫做借着耶稣基督到父上帝面前。
Through Jesus you go to the Father, you say.
原来那个孩子是皇太子啊。
Oh, that is
你懂吗
the prince.
哎呀是爸爸的孩子啊。
The prince of
是以后皇太子啊。
And later on he will become the king.
To God, to the Father, to Jesus the Son.
借着耶稣基督他的神儿子来到神面前。
我们进去了。
So we went in.
他告诉他爸爸
And he told the father
爸爸
That
有个朋友刚刚认识的
I have a friend I just know
他妈妈病得半死
And he's a
哎这边的果子可以不可以
And you want to go to the fruit
哦你给他吧
Just give him
给他
Just give him
好
Good
他就叫那个两位兵爬出
And the two guys
拿果子下来
And take the fruit
果子就拿下来
And take the fruit
20
20
哇要20变成20
You want 10 now you're 20
这个叫做恩上加恩
Grace upon grace
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
给他了以后呢
So when he had it
他拿了
He got
那我不能在这里逗太久以后再来找你好不好
He said can I tarry here for long I want to go back I'll come and see you
快快回家给妈妈
I want to go back and feed my mother
好走走走快快回去
Okay you go
你要记得我啊我们做朋友
We are friends
后来不好意思
Well
他给我20
He has given me 20.
他要走以前呢
Before he left.
袋子里面拿出几张乡下带来的很臭的钞票出来。
So a few dollars I brought from the village, you want a gift?
他说，我这个钱买你这个果子好不好
I use this money to buy a fruit.
这个王太子没有看过这么脏的钱。
The prince had never seen such dirty money.
臭的要死。
So smelly.
你讲什么
What do you say?
我这个钱买你这个果子嘛
Use money to trade your fruit
你再讲一次全部果子不要带去
One more time you say I'll take away all your fruit
王宫多少钱
You know how much money we have in the
palace 谁需要你这个臭钱
Who need your money
你以为这几块钱可以买这个果子
You thought that a few dollars can buy this fruit
如果你还要用钱买我就把果子抢回来
If you still want to use money to trade I will take away the fruit Do you understand?
No
I understand
回去
Take back your fruit Your money
他带回家了
He took it back.
这什么意思呢
What do you mean?
不是靠工价
Not through your wages
不是靠可夸的
Not through something to boast
不是靠行为
Not through your conduct
这是白白的恩典
Free grace
明白了吗
Understand
啊，你相信
You believe
恩典就赐给你
The grace given to you
不是功劳
Not through your merit
不是行为
Not through your conduct
不是工作
Not through your work
这就是这一段圣经的意思
And that's the meaning of this passage
你明白了
You understand?
亚伯拉罕信上帝
Abraham believed in God
这就成为他的义
And he was counted as righteous
下一次
the next time,
我们要再把这一段的经义讲更清楚出来
we'll explore even clearer this passage
现在我们再念一次
we read one more time
第一节
verse 1
我们一直念念到第八节一同来念
and verse 8
二三
如
此
说
来
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢
倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义就有可夸的只是在上帝面前并无可夸经上说什么呢说亚伯拉罕信上帝这就算为他的义做工的得工价不算恩典乃是该得的我有不做工的只信称罪人为义的上帝他的信就算为义正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙上帝算为义的人是有福的他的得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的主不算为有罪的这人是有福的我们今天就讲到这个地方
We're going to stop expounding
我们一同站起
Shall we all rise?
我们一同站在主的面前
Standing before the Lord
十字架